Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. This is Dr. Leslie Wells, your host every single week on the internet. We're there on Dream Vision 7 and our website and home base for you to connect with this global community and continue to get the pure positive support for body, mind, and spirit is bridgeholistichealing.com. You can always continue to join us there. Again, it's bridgeholistichealing.com. If you want to speak to me personally about any questions that you have, go ahead and give us a call, 980-202-1055. Again, that's 980-202-1055. If you don't catch me immediately, just understand that I'm not always available to answer the phone, so leave your message and I'll call you back. We welcome you today, and we've got some amazing things happening on the show today. And now I'm excited to introduce our guest today. Eva Shearer is someone who I actually met years ago. Eva was one of the clients in my practice in Takapuna, Auckland, New Zealand, on the North Shore. So it was a real pleasure to encounter one another now, years later, and see the changes that have taken place and reflect back on where things were and where things have come to, because the whole world is changing in that way. So Eva is the founder of an organization called Child Connection Trust, which has been acknowledged and given awards. Governments are seeing the power of what Eva's doing. And today we're going to be speaking with her about her mission, about what she's doing through this Child Connection Trust, and about her new mission that's being moved forward into the public school system called Children Massaging Children. Eva, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, Leslie. It's so nice to meet you again.
Yes.
Yes, different roles.
So you have some powerful things happening on the planet, and there's a global vision here for this Children Massaging Children series, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel exactly. I feel that a huge shift, which we've been actually preparing for years, and now yes. It's manifestation of this. That's how I feel it really, really very strongly. Everything was waiting and now starting to have some kind like harvest from the ideas, from programs, which we've been pushing for a long time. Now it starts to flow.
Yes, so I got chills exactly. When you said harvesting, I just got chills all over my body. That's, you know, yes. So may I just say, I want to acknowledge and thank you for being one of the planters, for having been able to hear the inner voice to guide you to put those seeds down that are now ready for the harvest. And we're all reaping the blessings of what you've been sowing for some time. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Just mentioning about it, because, you know, all my story with New Zealand started with the knowledge of Huna and spiritual knowledge of Kahunas and Huna and all Hawaiki knowledge, which came back, took me to New Zealand more than 22 years ago.
Really? So now, is Huna related to an ancient Hawaiian healing?
Hey, you know, I've been based on a book, Max Freedom Long. Max Freedom Long wrote a big book regarding Huna knowledge and all this secret knowledge, which
okay.
is actually nothing more than subconscious, conscious, and superconscious, which we know now very, very, very broadly through psychology. But when I met this concept in 90s in Poland, it gave me some kind like tool, and I started to look at it, and it actually prepared me to landing in New Zealand. So I was expecting when I immigrated to New Zealand 17 years ago, I was expecting that everybody is doing here Huna healing. And plenty of healers everywhere. And when I started to ask my friends, okay, about the massage, special healing techniques, they'd be looking at me a little bit strange what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, because I already started after coming to New Zealand and my sports massage business is here, so I didn't actually have time to dig more about the topic. But what I picked up really straight away was that New Zealand society belongs to low-touch culture country. It was for me obvious. Coming from Poland, I knew that we are much more touchy. And coming here to New Zealand, I noticed on the street, dynamic on the street, dynamic between parents and children, I noticed they are not touchy. If they are not touchy, that's probably it originates with a lot of problems.
Okay.
And, you know, checking, you know, statistics, I noticed, which was which was shocking a little bit because it was especially child abuse and teenage pregnancy, all sorts of social pathologies made me, okay, I can do something, I can help, because I know this is one of the reasons, is because children are not receiving enough of loving touch when they are growing. So for me, it was kind of obvious. And for me, it was something that I could do something about it, because I'm professional of touch and I know how to do it. And just, you know, making program, not as sports massage dealing with adults, but for children, was not very big challenge because it was my field and it was already in my heritage.
Okay.
So it's much more touchy. So it was really easy. So just I made program.
Wonderful. So I want to back up just a minute. I agree with you. I certainly, as an American who has traveled to a number of countries and cultures in the world, I have noticed. I go to Malaysia. I go to Bali. I go to Africa. Everyone's touching. Fiji, they touch, they hold hands, they hug, you know, even strangers or same-sex who are not romantically involved. This is just natural in so many countries, and in America, it's not the way. In fact, you could be arrested for touching someone, right? It's amazing that we kind of set up human touch with an act of violence, okay? So, and it's interesting that you're saying the research shows that in cultures where there's less touch and less touch for children, there's more child abuse and teenage pregnancies. Okay, so we're what is that, Eva? I know that you've done extensive research, and by the way, I want to mention to our viewers that Eva has a powerful website where you can go and see a number of these research studies that prove the importance, the value, the detrimental importance of touch for children as they're being raised. What's your website, Eva?
www.childconnection.org.nz.
Okay, childconnection.org.nz or .nz.
Yes.
Childconnection.org.nz. Okay.
And on the menu, we have exactly a topic, research. And if you will open research topic, you will have a lot of videos on the left-hand side and direct video connection with the papers in the middle side, so as well as articles and so on. So a lot of gold mine for somebody which likes to dig deeper in the topic.
Wonderful. And by the way, viewers, today you have the opportunity to where you don't even have to go to the website. You've got questions coming up in your mind. You're invited to participate in this conversation. Okay, so I will be your voice. You just write your question, and right there in the little box on your screen, it will be sent to my screen. I'll read it for you and be your voice to Eva. Okay, so bring forward your questions as they come. We welcome you to do that. All right?
Oh.
Now, Eva, so let's hear a little bit about the research behind this connection between lack of touch and child abuse and teenage pregnancy. How did that show up?
We have a very good research from the 70s by National Institute of Child Health, James Prescott. There was as well a lot of authorities in all education and psychology. So they showed that simply mammals, especially mammals raised without touch, are getting not normal. They are developing abnormal brain structure. As well, they are very violent. So, of course, it is all proven, as well as a very well-known research showing that children monkeys choose substitute of mother cover with fur, not with one holding bottle with milk. So for them, the main thing of comfort, reaching comfort, it is just to jump on a substitute of a wire mother covered with fur. So they can clinch, they can feel softness and contact skin to skin, which is a nice contact. They are not so about reaching bottle and have food. So actually, yeah, that's very well known research, and you have as well in my website this piece of research.
Okay, so, now this research is about mammals in general, that mammals must have touch to develop normally.
Yeah, 1950s. This is exactly the research, yes.
Wow. Okay, so what were some of the abnormal behaviors? You said they could be violent and destructive to one another if they were raised in an environment without touch?
You know, everything is based on John Bowlby's law of attachment. John Bowlby, he was actually starting his research in before war, Second World War, and he was already suggested to not separate during, you know, during war when it was flights above England, to not separate children younger than 5 years from mothers, because he thought it will be huge harm exactly for these children.
Okay.
So he was not very much understood, because yet it was not such a deep understanding of attachment, but later it was a lot of research showing hospitalism, like child separated because of treatment in hospital from a caring person as well, suffered a lot. So it was a lot of research, but recently we are so well equipped with neuroscience. We can really check what is happening in a brain, and we know everything. So we know already that this early separation is just so dramatically negative. So if we can take for consideration only Alan Shore research, who shows that actually child personality is developed in first 18 months of the life. So 18 months, that's exactly scary, because child is preverbal. He doesn't talk to the parents. He only feels. He only feels energetically. You know?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. They can feel good vibes or bad vibes. And, you know, child supported with good vibes of love, of affection and good touch is just developing good self-image. Self-image which gives him later self-esteem. And who are coming, you know, the main problem now with all psychopaths are low self-esteem. That's something which I am always teaching in my courses, that no good touch in the beginning of life, it is equal with bad touch later. So all these psychopaths, all these murderers, they've been one time children. They've been raised not properly. Whenever we will analyze their CVs, we will always find exactly law of attachment have been broken. In each, every cases, you know, probably Nigel Latta, he is analyzing a lot of this. He had as well some video program in television, in New Zealand television. It is always, always bad things later in life are just originating from the law of attachment in a childhood broken.
Okay.
So they haven't been loved, the children.
Yes, okay. So which brings us to the issue of parents who are touch-me-not parents. Even if the child hasn't been taken from the mother, if she kind of is not a touching mother herself, we can end up with the same issue?
Absolutely. That's exactly dangerous, that simply having this kind of a phobia of touch can reach as well mothers. So if they are not aware of child development, if they haven't got this knowledge, they can do the huge, they can make huge harm for their own children.
Okay.
So it's something like you have dilemma, because, okay, taking children to daycare center, are you doing good for child or bad? And you need to be ready to find, you know, golden middle solution, because if this is a bad mother, it will be probably better in daycare centers.
Maybe they need more touch, more loving touch in a daycare center.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Because my program is working in a lot of daycare centers. So that's exactly. And actually, when I am introducing the program to early childhood education centers, I always bring special small mini course for parents.
That's
something that teachers are later teaching parents, to not lose their children, to do the job at home. So
this is
something you need, it's easy to judge, but we need to find always the best option for child. Child needs to receive touch, loving touch. And wherever it will be, just, you know, this is complex things, but for sure education, parents' education in area of touch is fundamental, crucial.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so of course I mentioned to the viewers that the name of the program is Children Massaging Children, but I haven't allowed you to actually explain to them what that is and how this movement is being introduced into the school systems in what countries. So let's go ahead and hear the whole story of what goes on with this program of Children Massaging Children.
First of all, in each school curriculum, there is something like holistic education, and which is always in each school curriculum a term of empathy connection. Everywhere.
Empathy connection.
Yeah, there is always everywhere. So in New Zealand, we have the term under, Maori name, Hawora. Hawora, which is physical education, but it contains a few elements. It contains elements of physical education, mental, emotional, and spiritual education in one term. Children Massaging Children is a very user-friendly program because actually teachers, of course, do not touch children. Children are working in pairs, but this is the beauty of my program is that children are listening to the song, so they cannot make mistakes. So they are listening to the song. Song is for 4 minutes, and they are delivering exactly routine which is given on song. So they have a lot of fun.
So you have a song that plays, and it tells them what to do?
Yeah. Like, scratch, fletch, like semi-skate, ski, like a skiing up and down on a back, playing like a gigantic piano. This is all routine.
Like a piano, playing on the piano.
Yeah, there are some, techniques from massage, appointment. But, children I will not teach children make appointment on the back of your friend, but you can play piano. So this is actually, in their vocabulary, much easier and user-friendly to do in one another. And later there are as well, swap. They are simply swapping, so... And receiver now give massage. So that's very simple and easy to supervise for teacher, because a teacher just only check if students are doing properly techniques.
Wow.
And this is something which is incredible, because what I noticed, Leslie, that first of all, if you are telling to the teacher or somebody. Adults who has charge in a school. Okay, in our school we will introduce massage. They straight away have huge thinking in their head. Whoa, dear, all these pedophiles will touch my children. They are No, I don't have any massage at school.
Right.
But this is just connotation, connection with the word, meaning of word massage.
Right.
This is exactly, massage already has for different people different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
This is, this is only this, because later when these parents are invited to school to look at this, how this lesson looks like, so they are shocked. They straight away, in the middle of the first technique, they are joining. They are massaging with children because they see, oh dear, it's so easy and so good. So why not? But this is exactly media made name massage word very, very sometimes not. Straight massage have different meanings.
Yes, I mean, have you ever thought about putting a different term to it than massage? I mean, I do know there's stereotypes for that. I mean, it's changed over my lifetime, but I know that there are still people who associate massage with inappropriate behavior for children, let's just put it that way. Yeah.
Yes. This is something which actually I developed my program in 1997, but in 1996, Axelsson's big, institute of physical education in Sweden, they designed their own program, and they named it Peaceful Touch.
Peaceful touch. Okay, there.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yes,
so they
like
had
that.
It, Peaceful Touch. There are few places when people like me develop their own programs, naming them different ways. So there is program in UK, there are programs in America, of course Sweden. My program is working very well as well in Poland. So So in Poland we call it 4D, which is, you know, has meaning in Polish language. So but you know, we need to actually.
What does it mean in the Polish language?
Children to children in a gift of touch.
Oh, 3D. Lovely.
Dzieci dzieciom dar dotyku, which is, you know, but
that's beautiful.
This is the meaning, gift of touch, child to child, sort of.
That's beautiful. Okay, so my understanding is there's been some research. Has there been research done now on the effects of this children massaging children? Has it been going long enough to where they can do any studies on behavioral changes?
You know, first, when I've been in training in Touch Research Institute in 2000, in year 2000 in Miami, so we've been already touching research which had been already done in education system by Touch Research Institute. So they already had a basic evidence of touch working properly to children. But regarding my program, I had two times, my program has been two times researched. Firstly in 2006 by Eastern Institute of Technology. And this is very important research for us because message was amazing. We could expect two findings from taking for consideration existing research. First, we could expect that children will have better academic performance at school, and it was as well in Eastern Institute of Technology. And second, that their level of empathy and connection in the classroom will increase. So again, we reached this.
But okay, so better performance in school. This is what I'm really wanting to know about, first of all. So you're saying that children are actually making better grades and learning more readily in school when they're engaging in this program of touch with other children.
Absolutely. That's
why obvious. Is that?
You know, first of all, this is changing chemistry. When children are relaxing, they are producing different hormones. Instead of cortisol, stress hormone, fear hormone, they are producing neuropeptides, which are actually serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, which are components of antidepressants. But children are producing these antidepressants, slowing them down and making the chemistry of the brain simply ready to learn.
That's amazing.
It's just, you know, it is working exactly this way, and it's proven already in different places.
You but know, it would be interesting, and let me know if you've done this research already. It would be interesting to see if there's a lowering of the rate, of the usual rate, of ADD and ADHD. You know, young boys are often low in their dopamine levels, and they end up being diagnosed with ADD and put on Ritalin, on drugs, right, to help the mind focus. To help the
Absolutely,
mind focus.
Yeah.
So it sounds like, wouldn't that be amazing to do a specific study on that?
You know, that's everything is evident and everything, of course, works. Just with this technique, you need to deliver it, often, so it's frequently. Frequently and length of time. So when we are doing it, something like 15 minutes is just optimum, not shorter, because body, autonomic nervous system, it works slowly. It's, you know, it takes time to just reset brain from central nervous system, thinking, analyzing, to autonomic nervous system and limbic brain, emotional brain, to slow down and start to produce all goodies, makes better connection in brain, and later these children can stay longer with academic tasks. So it's
everything
with evidence.
Yes. That's fabulous.
And you know that I'd like to finish with this research because the third finding was that children, when they've been practicing massage for 3 months in a classroom, three times a week, they improved relationship with parents, especially with male figure at home. So it could be a foster, it could be, you know, partner, it could be a father, or just, you know, male figure at home. So something which is very important in New Zealand regarding child abuse and all family violence.
Wow. Okay, so not only are the children performing better at school, they're more relaxed, they've got healthier brain chemistry, they're learning more rapidly and doing better, yeah. being more intelligent, really, in the classroom, but it's improving the family life at home so that there's less child abuse and there's actually better relations between parents and children as the children are in this more relaxed state. Is this right?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. And you know, the children, when they will grow and they will become themselves parents, they will be much better parents for their children.
Wow.
So that's how it works.
And what other areas did they, you said that there's an increasing in empathy in the children. So how does that affect children's behavior when you have children in the classroom who have a higher level of empathy, what does that show up like in their relation to one another?
First of all, classroom is different. Atmosphere in classroom changes. It means happy tone in classroom, which is as well affecting teacher. So this is something like magic atmosphere is changing from, you know, hyperactivity and aggression, just slowing down and being much more happy. So children are between themselves as well, simply much friendly. And sometimes we are introducing that because children like very much massage the same pair. They are always massaging to the same friend. But sometimes we are introducing something new that they are balloting their partner, so they need to change partner. And they noticed, yeah, it's working as well. So it's something like changing some kind of stereotype. It's working very well.
That's wonderful. So where is this working? Tell us, now you listed a few of the countries. About how many schools are actually utilizing this program currently, Eva?
At the moment, majority of program is introduced in Poland.
Okay.
In Poland, I have a lot of, actually, something like 88 kindergartens using the program and taking for consideration that in each kindergarten it's approximately 200, 300 children. So there are thousands of children having it in Poland. In New Zealand, I have this program only in few places. This is something which I think it's a little bit connected with the exactly low-touch culture country. So in New Zealand, we are a little bit more resistant to to touch. So
So
I'd like to have much more. I'd like to have much more. We have a group of teachers, instructors, ready to introduce the program in different places. And they are introducing it not only to the classroom, but as well as a part of holiday program, as well as after-school program. So it is, I haven't got exactly statistics, but it's working all over in New Zealand. So it's
wonderful.
But in the South Island as well.
So how does it get used as a holiday program? Or do they take the recording of the song home and use the skills? How do they do it in the holiday?
You know, first of all, our instructors are professionals working with children. That means they are or teachers or massage therapists. Yeah, so that's not just somebody, I'd like to. They are all professionals working with children. They are going through 2 days course, which we are organizing in Kauai Purapura every year in the beginning of year. So these instructors are, first of all, having knowledge about all neuroscience and everything. And later, they are receiving and they are taught how to run the program with children. So they are equipped with a CD, they are equipped with some cream, because we have as well support of TUI Massage Wax. TUI Massage Wax is supporting our program. So important thing is when children are massaging hands, that they can as well smell nice smelling wax, which is very important to exactly again make connection in the brain. So it's not only touch, but as well another sensory stimulator, smell. So
are they using a scented lotion or something that they smell when they're massaging hands?
You know, because program is 3 techniques. Back massage, which actually we as well share with our with our listeners so they can download it after just our.
Okay, did you hear that? Did you hear that, viewers? Eva said there is a free download for you after the show, and you get to use this gift at home. Okay,
yes,
wonderful.
Whatever.
Thank you, Eva. So at the end, you'll be contacted to get that free download. So that's a bonus for tuning in with us today.
Yes. So, you know, so this is exactly massage back technique. Next technique is massage hands. So hands massage, children are taught to massage hands with a little bit of reflexology. There are some elements of reflexology. And they are using here TUI beeswax massage from Takaka in South Island, beautiful cooperative. So they are supporting us with this nice smelling wax, which is important because sometimes when we are distributing this wax between children, they smell and they try, no, I don't feel anything. So because the sense of smell deteriorating very often, unfortunately. Yeah.
And what's making the sense of smell deteriorate? Is that from lack of touch?
It's like lack of practice. You know, have you seen mothers showing a small child, can you try smell this flower, maybe this flower, maybe that flower? It's just not putting attention in the right time when brain formative time is just giving more exercise, more practice.
Okay, some of the children have had undeveloped
exactly.
Smell receptors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So let's mention this lovely beeswax. Because we want to do a little plug for them because they're helping to support your program, right? What's the name of the company again?
A Child Connection Trust.
No, the company that's providing the beeswax.
Name is TUI beeswax, TUI, which I have them as a supporter.
Yes, I've used TUI products before. TUI beeswax.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we know them. They are absolutely amazing people, yeah.
Yeah,
we are using the best quality beeswax and all natural ingredients, all natural fragrances. So exactly, so we are supporting children with the best quality of products here.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
And the first technique
is learning a bit of reflexology on the hand.
Yeah. Reflexology is just, you know, very basic. So we are only telling that this is head, this is abdomen, and that's it. So that's something like giving them new words to remember, reflexology. So they already are familiar with new words and expanding their vocabulary. As well, you know, knowing general how to do it, how to rub middle of the palm, they already know that it's something like connected shadow of organs. Of the organs in their body, so they have already expanding their all holistic knowledge about their own body. And this is just making them feel their own body. Because very often, if you are not practicing body, you are not touching, and you are not having any exercises with body, you are just, you know, not developing a sense of your own body.
Right. True. Oh, this is beautiful. So I heard you mention before, when we've discussed it before, that research was showing that there was a diminishing of the behavior of bullying in the classroom. So that when they're massaging and they tend to have a higher level of empathy, you have less bullying going on. And I want to say, I think it's a global issue. There's been a huge amount of focus on bullying that's gone way out of hand in the United States. So I think this benefit in and of itself would cause a lot of government officials here to start giving some attention to a program like this, because besides a new answer coming forward, we've been stumped. We don't know what to do. The bullying has gotten to such a rate here in the U.S., and even the mean and torturous verbal things that are going across on telephones, there's been a lot of child suicide from the bullying in the U.S. So can you tell us a little bit more about why this massage changes behaviors to where children aren't bullying one another as much?
First of all, we need to come back to the general education of teachers and how children are learning. especially younger children, they are not learning by talking to them. They need to take part in a process. This
okay.
is just going through emotional limbic system. That I'm always emphasizing it. If we'd like to succeed with bullying, we need to tap to the right place of child's brain. It's not talking. It's just making connection. Making connection the way that children will really benefit. Because I am doing a lot of. It's a pity I cannot show some of my handouts, but there is something like children with aggression, aggression behavior and depressed. They have something like black patches in their brain. There is no neural connections in a brain. This is something like a numb scar tissue. There is no connection, so they are having not their whole brain is working, and making the program which is exactly addressing production of neuropeptides, which I already mentioned, this mm-hmm. black patches disappearing. So child have starts to have all brain switched on, and having all brain switched on, understand more, see more, is more connected.
Okay.
So from my point of view, if we'd like to succeed with anti-bullying, we need to start early, and we need to start with the right program, exactly sensory stimulation program, and touch. Touch is simply very, very well already researched and easy accessible, because like my program, I have it in New Zealand and in Poland, but there are programs all over the world of touch for education. So simply it is just only our establishment to look from different perspectives. It's not talking about bullying, not bullying. It's just making process to engage child brain to reset itself.
Okay. Hit the reset button. Okay. That's
and
wonderful.
This is something which are actually very, very not. This knowledge is not so common. When I'm talking to teachers, they know something about limbic emotional brain, but they are not absolutely knowing how it is working and how it is important for child. So mm-hmm. if you are taking a child, let's say 7 years old child, to counselor, so simply you are missing the point, because child will forget immediately. And giving child Ritalin or something like antidepressants is something which is a very dangerous,